El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Ech Hamkana Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the ram, you saved the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, turn the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really sees. And by your might, you set your children free. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Ech Hamkana Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Though the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be, though your word contained the plan, they just could not understand. Your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your son. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Ech Hamkana Adonai. I will praise you till I die, El Shaddai.
I will start off from the book of Proverbs, chapter 20, verse 13. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 13. It says, "Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread." The Spirit has put these wordings in the book of Proverbs to teach us the secrets on acquiring true wealth that endures forever. If you want satisfaction for our souls, I would want true riches in glory. We must learn to open our eyes. we must learn to stay awake. Love not sleep. Because though that they that sleep are of the night. They that sleep are those who live ignorant of the invisible presence of the living God. When you are asleep, you only see dreams, things that are not real. You live in a dream world. See, this is the dimension in which men of this world live in. They live in a dream world, in a realm where they relate to the physical, natural creation, where they relate to the visible, and they are ignorant of the real world, which is hidden in God. Praise God. So this is the deep sleep that is on the face of all mankind. The systems of men, whether be it in the family spheres, governmental spheres, tribal spheres, religious spheres, all men are deep asleep. Deep asleep. That is why people have sunk into deep spiritual poverty. See, and it's something that is continuous. The longer you sleep, the longer you continue in that state, that deep sleep, the more poverty-stricken you become. Praise God. This speaks about a total loss of awareness of your path in God's glory. Praise God. So the Spirit is teaching us today how to keep the eyes open. How to awake. Awake from the dust. Sweet. Awake from the dust. So that you can be once more aware of the unlimited, bountiful riches that you have in Christ Jesus. Praise God. God never took anything away from people. You know, we have this imagination in our hearts that probably God somewhere punishing people and taking, you know, stripping them of their wealth and subjecting them to hell and all that kind of stuff. Simply because we are asleep. We know the story of the prodigal son. The prodigal son left the father's presence. He strayed away from the father's presence. Straying away from the father's presence is something that occurs as man goes to sleep. Because the father's presence is always there. It never leaves us. The father is always there. The presence of God covers all in all. It's everywhere. It's within you, without you. It's everywhere. God is everything. See, but the prodigal son strayed away. He slept. He went to sleep. And when you sleep, you discover yourself in a far country. See, and poverty, you know, takes a hold on you. Misery takes a hold on you in that state. So you lose all awareness of your inheritance in glory. Hallelujah. See, it was only when the prodigal son came back to his senses, he came back to his senses and he started to remember his origin, great riches that he had left behind. Remember that he had a father, he had forgotten everything. While in the state of sleep, he was, in the realm of pigs. The realm of pigs is the consciousness that, is stayed on the earth. You just observe the pig. Observe the pig naturally. The pig always faces the earth. The face is always towards the ground, towards the mud. It's earthly minded, material minded, carnal minded. That is the realm of men who are deep asleep. Praise God. Carnally minded think they can gather riches unto themselves, they can gather some kind of name unto themselves, they can gather some kind of thing unto themselves in this world. See, but the more they try, the more they realize how spiritually bankrupt they are. How poverty stricken they are, how miserable, how wretched they are. In his tribulation, the prodigal son awakes. He remembers, I have a father. Praise God. The Bible says, he said within himself, I will arise and I will go to my father. I will arise from the dead. I will arise from that deep sleep. I will open my eyes. For those that sleep are those in the dust. When the prodigal son gets back to the father was glad. He says, my son was dead. He was unconscious. He was lost in the maze of humanity. He was lost in that thick darkness that we call this world, lost in the material consciousness. See it? Struggling and chasing after vanities, things that don't exist. Chasing after shadows. But he's alive, he's back. See it? And he had there a kingdom reserved for him, riches reserved for him, an inheritance reserved for him. Praise God. Bread enough for him to satisfy himself. Everything that the Father has is the Son's. Everything that God has is ours. The riches in glory, the beauty, the majesty, the power, everything that the Father has is ours. We, the Son's. But we must wake up. The eyes must begin to awaken. We must begin to wake up. That's the first thing that every man who seeks eternal excellency needs. The inner eyes of our understanding have to be illumined once more. And our eyes once more have to be stayed, on the Father's invisible presence. Stayed on that real world that never passes away. So we have to awake from the bed where men are languishing in their transgression in Adam. Awake and enter into rich abundant life in Christ. Praise God. See, that's why Paul prays in Ephesians chapter 1:16, for this reason I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, and the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know, hallelujah, what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Praise God. Hallelujah. that the eyes of our understanding may be enlightened. So before now, when we are asleep, the eyes are darkened. You don't see. You are deep asleep. But in the awakening, the eyes are illumined. And Paul's prayer is that our eyes, your eye, my eye, the eye of everyone who saints and who hears the saint of God's presence will begin to receive that illumination that will cause you to know, hallelujah, to become aware, hallelujah, to consciously become aware and to know the riches and the glory. Hallelujah. Riches and glory that cannot, you know, no words can be used to describe or to qualify. Immeasurable, boundless glory. Hallelujah. That we may become aware to know the riches in glory of our inheritance in the saints. Hallelujah. Our calling, riches in glory, hallelujah, and the inheritance we have, you know, in Christ Jesus. Praise God. And to know that great power, that power of the Alpha and the Omega that works, that operates in those who attend to this place. Let the eyes be illumined. See, it's when the eyes are illumined that you become aware, consciously aware, hallelujah, of these riches, of this glory, of this great spiritual wealth that the carnal man, that you know, of this world is not aware of, the ones who sleep in the dust. Love not sleep. That's what the Bible says. Don't love sleep. Praise God, those that sleep are of the night, of the world. See it. Love not sleep. Begin to awaken right now, today, and recognize the holy presence that there is and begin to walk in relation to that presence. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. This is the message for God, from God, this hour to the church. See, we must learn to open the eye. Open the eye. That is when the satisfaction, that is when provision from above begins to flood our spirits. Hallelujah. That is how our soul is converted and consciously transported into that kingdom of light where God's presence abounds as the waters cover the sea. Praise God. In His presence, it is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. You go to the sea and look into the sea, you can never see anything apart from water. It's all covered by water. That is how the glory of God is. Covers the consciousness and the totality of everything that there is for those who are awoken. God is the only thing that there is. Besides Him, there is nothing. If you see anything apart from God in the creation, you're only just seeing idols. These are the formations of the carnal mind. See it. Of course, some things are there in the physical, but they are only a reflex. They are only shadows. Things we see in the natural, in this world, are only shadows. They are only a reflection of the spiritual. They only reflect the invisible attributes of the eternal and incorruptible God. See, so for this reason, we are not meant to look on the things that are seen. We don't look on the things that are seen with the natural eyes. We don't look into the physical. We don't look into the natural. Rather, we look into the invisible. We look into the, you know, the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. Our eyes is fixed on the things of the spirit. Praise God. It's highly vital. Every saint, every child of God knows this. We don't look onto the temporal. See, we are not of this world. Praise God. Those who think themselves to be of this world are those who are asleep. Asleep in the dust. The eyes are closed, are darkened. Praise God. We must put on that eye that sees only the spirit. That is the only way you can be purified. That eyes that sees only the spirit. You see yourself the way you are known of God. You see your spiritual selves. You don't recognize yourself after the outer, but after the inner. You don't recognize the brethren or the people without you from the without, but from within. All you see in the creation is that which is God, from the perspective of God. Praise God. And when you put on this kind of eye, you will discover yourself being taken away out of this world. You will see yourself being shipped out of this dimension into another realm, into another world. You will see yourself consciously being gathered in God's congregation, which is the church, in heavenly places. You will see yourself consciously gathered upon that peak, which we call Zion today. Zion is simply the spiritual dimension, the realm, where the invisible realm, where God's presence is found. That's the peak of creation. That is where we are gathered as we put on this single eye. See, it is only by the single eye, the eye that sees into the spirit, that we enter into God's kingdom. It's only by the single eye that the transformation from that poverty-stricken carnal nature that we had into that glorious celestial nature of Christ occurs. We are transformed only as we open our eyes and single-mindedly begin to see through into the real world. Praise God. Eyes have not seen, nor has, you know, the ears of man heard things that are there in the spiritual realm, things that are there in God's kingdom, the joy, the bountiful blessings that are there in God's presence. Eyes have not seen. Men are not aware of these things. See, but as the eyes are open, the inner eye, we begin to become aware, consciously aware of that realm called paradise, consciously aware of God's real world, which is God's kingdom. It's the realm in the spirit. It's everywhere. It covers everywhere. In that dimension, everything that is there is God. It's only God. Praise God. It's glorious. This is where you find the rest that we seek. If we refer back to the story of Elisha and Elijah, we know Elijah was about to be translated, taken up. And Elisha, his servant, asked a favor. He asked. Of course, Elijah asked Elisha, "What do you want from me?" And Elisha told him, "Look, I want the double portion of the anointing. That anointing that he walked with, that he walked in." And there was only one condition that Elijah gave Elisha. After saying, "This thing that you ask for is difficult, it's hard. It's a hard thing." He now tells him, "If you see me taken up, if you see me while I'm being taken away, your request shall be granted unto you." See, now this thing might sound easy, isn't it? What does it cost me to just see somebody being taken up? I can assure you that Elijah was taken up in a twinkle of an eye. Suddenly, in a flash, Elijah was taken up in a flash, in a moment. Just one moment of distraction would have cost Elisha's prize. See, for this reason, Elisha must have stayed focused, with the eyes opened, I'm sure it was by night season that it was in the night when that transformation occurred, when Elijah was taken up. Because the Lord normally appears, you know, in that fiery presence, with fire at night. See, after all the journey, traveling from city to city, probably Elisha was tired. Probably he was weak. The flesh was beginning to give in. See, but he kept the eyes open. Open the eyes. Open your eyes and see. If you see me being taken up, if your eyes are open being taken while I'm taken up, then it's granted unto you. But if you sleep, one moment of distraction, if you close the eyes while I'm taken up, you will not get this thing that you asked for. How many of us can keep our eyes open? It all talks about watching. Watching. How many of us can become like watchmen? See, in the midst of the night, in this dark and corrupt and crooked generation, how many people can remain there in the night and watch? Watch in the spirit. Stand in the spirit. Looking out into the spirit, into the invisible, waiting for the salvation of the Lord that is to be revealed unto all those who seek the Lord. Praise God. For we know that the salvation of God that is able to save, that is able to deliver men, has been revealed from heaven. Teaching all men to, reject all ungodly acts. Teaching all men to be godly and to wait patiently for the coming of the Lord. Praise God. Like Elisha, we have to have our eyes focused. Not going to sleep like the world sleep. Don't let problems around you try to suppress the revelation that you have. Don't let, the brethren, the prophets, in the systems of religion, distract you. Don't let your family members distract you. Don't let your friends distract you. Don't let your old debits and, your old financial problems and all those things distract you from this problem, from this goal that is in Christ Jesus. Let the eyes be opened to see into the visible. Stay there like a watchman watching and waiting for the fulfillment of this great thing that God is doing in this hour. Open your eyes. It's only as you open your eyes that you begin to, that realm of the invisible begins to be open to you. See it. What Elisha saw when he saw those chariots of fire and the horsemen of fire, what he was seeing, he was actually seeing into God's kingdom, into God's realm. He was seeing the body of Christ, the gathering of the saints upon Mount Zion. He was seeing the realm of our consolations. He was seeing the realm of God's invisible presence, where the myriads of angels, messengers are gathered in joyful assembly. He was seeing into that as he looked and watched patiently. Talking. The Bible says that he was chatting with Elijah along the way. We must continue in communion, fellowshipping, speaking with the Lord. Continue on. And don't be distracted by the problems with that. You can't solve any problem with that by being worried. Just be focused on the finger of the Spirit. See it. Somebody around you is sick or is not well. Somebody is dying and all that. You cannot solve the problem by worrying. You must just stay focused in the Spirit, looking out in the Spirit. And in due season, you might be ready to help that person. Praise God. So Elisha was able to look, to see with a single eye. That is why he inherited such glory and power. Elisha did greater works than Elijah. See it. He gave bread to the hungry. He cured the poisonous waters, poisonous stew. He raised the dead. See it. All this talk about he was aligned to that infinite supply from the Spirit, which is God. See it. When Elisha went about doing those works, it was that flow from the invisible presence in which he was initiated into as a result of his watchfulness, his diligence. Praise God. What we see that the thing that happened to Elisha was a translation. A new creation came forth. A new, person came forth. No more the old man, but a new man. In great glory and power. That's a type of Christ. A type of the celestial man. A man who walks in the heavens, in the spirit. A one who is closely knitted with the myriad of angels of God. A one who walks in the very presence of God. Who is saturated in the presence of God as the waters cover the sea. Praise God. The Bible says that when he beheld the sight, as he beheld the sight, single-mindedly, with a single eye, when he saw them, he screamed, "My father, my father, the chariot of the Israel and the horsemen thereof." And he did what? He rent his garment into two. He tore his old garment, which talks of the old man of the flesh, the old nature, the old carnal man. The old ignorant man that does not know God. The old man with his affections that is set on this natural temporal age was destroyed. And he put on a new garment, a new man from heaven. A new consciousness. A new nature. Heavenly nature. Incorruptible nature. Immortal nature. Invisible nature. Celestial nature. Praise God. See it. From that moment, Elisha was interwoven with those chariots of fire. Praise God. From that moment, he represents someone who was walking in God's kingdom in the heavens. That is why moments later, when they were attacked, when they were surrounded by their enemies with chariots, horsemen and chariots and all that, his servant, the servant of Elisha, was afraid, was scared. Said, "Master, we are surrounded by armies. They are coming to get us, to kill us." Elisha laughed. He laughed because the servant was not aware of the presence of God that encompassed him like the waters cover the sea. Elisha made a request, "Oh God, open the eyes of this young boy. Let him see into the spirit. Let him see the presence that encompasses me." And the eyes of the servant of Elisha was opened, and he saw this same chariot of fire surrounding them. That is the dimension in which Elisha walked. It's the God's kingdom, God's realm. Praise God. He got there simply by putting on the single eye, awakening. Let the eyes awake to begin to see into the spirit. Praise God. That is how our healing comes. That is how we rediscover ourselves back in one with the Father. Praise God. Putting on the single eye. See, let the eye be focused in the things of the Spirit, in the things of Christ. Learn to begin to perceive and see everything after the mind of Christ. See, and I tell you, he does not see it the way men see it. He sees things the way God sees them. Praise God. Because a man, like the Bible says, is a fool. The fool has said in his heart that there is no God. That is the state of a man who is deep asleep. He said in his heart that there is no God. See, all men are fools. See, a man is just simply foolish, that's all. It's the fool that says that there is no God. Because in reality, there is only God. Besides him, there is none other. So the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. See, the eyes of his understanding is darkened. And he's deep asleep. So he's not aware of that only present that there is. See, and they go about doing abominable works. Because they are not aware of God. Praise God. But God is illumining us all today, giving us wisdom from above, causing us to leave that realm of the dead, so that we can walk in the light as is in the light. Praise God. This is the mystery of the transformation or translation that Paul writes in his letter to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It talks about the translation of the saints. See, it talks about our entrance into God's kingdom, to be gathered among the myriads of angels, in fellowship, oneness, and in love. Because that is the realm where the brethren live in unity. See, there's no such thing as unity for those who are upon the earth. It's impossible. See it. Don't try to work out unity in the flesh. It won't work. See it. Unity and oneness is only found in the Spirit. Unity and oneness is only found for those who find their way back in the Spirit, not in the flesh. Praise God. That's why some people are hurt and, you know, disappointed at their family, their children, or their parents. Because they feel hurt that they never got the love that they wanted or the oneness that they wanted. But forget it, you cannot get that in the flesh. It's not possible. See, the brethren dwell in unity only in the Spirit, upon Mount Zion. That's where the brethren have the unity that the Lord is talking about. And that's where God has commanded blessings forevermore, upon Mount Zion, not upon the earth. See, in fact, Jesus Christ says, I did not come to the earth to bring about what? Peace or unity or to mend anything, but rather I came to scatter. I came to bring a sword. Rather, I came to gather you in the Spirit, back in the Spirit, where you belong. The place of life. That's where the oneness of the brethren is seen, not in the world. Praise God. And we know that is very, very vital. If we are to please God, we must learn to walk in love. Praise God. So Paul talks about the translation, entering into God's kingdom, which is God's world, God's dimension. It is the realm of the air, the Spirit. It's everywhere. Praise God. Paul speaks about two men. There's the man of the earth, the natural man, inglorious man, mortal man, the man of the dust. And he talks about a celestial man, a man of the Spirit, a man from heaven, which incidentally is the Lord, because in that dimension there's only one man. There are not two men. Praise God. See, and God's intention for us is that we are converted to put on the image of that heavenly man. See it. This was the conversion that occurred in Elisha. See it. As he beheld that spectacle, as he tore his old garments and put on the new, it was a new Elisha, walking in great glory and in great power. A new man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have to let go of the old to be partakers of the new. We have to rip apart the old, inglorious covering of our human, mortal consciousness and put on the new consciousness of light. Praise God, a new man, a new celestial man. Only by that new celestial man can we enter into God's kingdom, into God's world, which is the realm of the spirit. See, because we know flesh and blood cannot inherit God's kingdom. The natural man of the earth cannot enter into God's kingdom. God's kingdom is a kingdom of the spirit, the dimension of the spirit, which is actually the only thing that there is. Living in the flesh is just illusion. Living in the flesh is the, how do I put it? Is that thing that is formed by the imagination of man who is deep asleep. Praise God. So our entrance comes only as we put on the single eye, only as the last trumpet sounds, as we hear the voice of truth, the voice of the spirit. The trumpet is the voice of the spirit. It's the trumpet sounding from Zion. It's the trumpet sounding from the realm of the invisible, bringing an awareness of the realm of the invisible unto us. That is the last trumpet. See, it disperses all the lies, all the other voices that we have heard over the years. All the imaginations and the reasonings of men. It's the voice of truth, the voice of the spirit, gathering men back onto their place in God's kingdom, where they can once more be partakers of that, you know, unlimited glory that God ordained from them for the foundation of the world. Praise God. See, the twinkle of an eye. There has to be one eye. That eye that sees into the spirit. One eye, that eye that beholds only the spirit. That eye that sees only that which is God's word and that which is God's. Because besides him, there is none other. Praise God. This now you understand what Jesus Christ says when he says you have to lose your life in this world. Losing your life in this world means losing everything that you thought you were, you thought you had, or everything that you thought you were related to. Because as you enter into God's kingdom, these things dissolve your mind. These things that you hold on to dearly, or you are emotionally attached to, they dissolve as you enter into God's kingdom, because they are not. They are not there. Are you listening? They are not there. Praise God. Be strong in the spirit. Be focused on the things that are real. Hallelujah. Look into the realms of the spirit. Become like a watchman. Jesus Christ says, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Be watchful in the spirit. See, as you put on a single eye, beholding the kingdom as it is, beholding this spectacle, watchful, not as men who sleep and war against each other and fight over possession of earthly materials and fight over dominion, and you know, to be seen and not to be seen in this temporal world. You are focused on the real world that never passes away. As you do this, as a transformation, praise God, you put on a new consciousness, a new light consciousness, a new consciousness of immortality and light. A new glorious consciousness that never fades away. You enter into the realm of the blessed. You enter into the realm of life and into the realm of light. A realm that does not pass away. God's kingdom. The realm of pleasures and all joy and everything that you ever seek. A realm where there is no more curse, no more sickness, no more disease. A realm where you overcome the emotions and the pains of humanity. Put on the single light. So just watch. If you can see me, if you can stay focused, not sleeping. Praise God. See, Jesus Christ demonstrated this as he prayed at Gethsemane. He prayed, watchful. It was late in the night. They had a long day. Say, watch and pray. And they were all there sleeping. The other disciples were sleeping. They all fell asleep. Even the three most devoted disciples, John, Peter, and James, who followed Jesus ahead. Jesus took those three and went ahead, you know, with them. But they fell, all fell asleep. Only Jesus stood and woke and prayed and watched. Watch and pray. See it. Praise God. Watch and pray so you don't fall into temptation. Watch and pray so that you don't, you know, lose all that you have heard. Watch and pray so that you don't go back into the dead, the realm of the dead, the people that don't have intelligence, no knowledge, nothing. Watch and pray so that you can be counted worthy to appear with me in white garments. Watch and pray so that you can enter into God's kingdom and partake of great riches and glory. Oh, it's wonderful. This is what God is doing in this hour. He's calling his people to watch. Watch. Put on a single eye and you begin to rediscover great wealth and riches in glory. Great power. Hallelujah. This was the same message to the church in Laodicea. If you think that you are rich and you think you've gathered unto yourself riches and all that, this is the mind of a man. A man who lives in the dream, who is asleep, continues to gather unto himself, and he continues to deceive himself and to deceive. But it will not be so with you. You will awake from the dead. You will awake, and as you awake, the Lord will anoint your eyes so that you can begin to see deep into the spirit. You begin to see the real world and the riches and glory that, you know, are yours from the foundation of the world. Unlimited, you know, access to the presence of the Father. Anything that you want, you can always get from him. Anything that you need, you can always get from him in that dimension. Oh, praise God. This is the dimension of love that God is taking us into. Brethren, let us be strong. Please open your eyes. Don't love sleep. Reject sleep. Those that have this world sleep. Be watchful so that you can be counted worthy to appear with him as he appears in glory. Hallelujah. This is the fifth message to the church in Sardis. It says, be watchful. Be watchful. Remember the things that you've heard. Don't let them slip away from you. Be watchful. Be illumined with the spirit of the Lord. Be illumined with the light of the truth, God's realm, God's kingdom. Be illumined by the spirit. See, and the Lord will faithfully bring you in. Will abolish the old man and cause you to inherit great power and great glory. This is the message for the church in this hour. Stay awake, brethren, wherever you are, be it in America, Europe, anywhere. Don't let the pressures of life, the cares of life, rob you of your crown. God bless you. El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai. Echam Kana Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the realm, you saved the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, turn the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really sees. And by your might, you set your children free. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echam Kana Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai.
the time of Christ was near, though the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be, though your word contained the plan, they just could not understand. Your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your Son. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Hamkana Adonai, I will praise you till I die, El Shaddai.